Welcome to the Future of Supply Chain. Each episode, we bring together leaders across the supply chain space to discuss the role of technology and business model innovation on the future of supply chain. The Future of Supply Chain podcast is presented by Dynamo. Dynamo is a pre-seed and seed stage supply chain investor. To learn more about Dynamo and this show, head over to www.dynamo.vc/podcasts or subscribe on the platform of your choice. Now let's get into the show. Here's our host, Santosh Sankar.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Future Supply Chain Podcast. I'm your host, Santosh Sankar. And today is a special episode hosted by Clay Katzman, former fellow and current associate, as well as Rachel Braun, former fellow and now producer at This Week in Startups. You'll hear them discuss and share their experiences as a part of Dynamo's Venture Fellowship Program. Hope you enjoy. Cheers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Future of Supply Chain Podcast. This is obviously not Santosh Sankar. I don't know if you heard that car in my background, but I'm reporting from New York City, not Chattanooga, Tennessee. Today on the pod, we have Clay Katzman, the associate at Dynamo. So thank you for joining so much, Clay.
Thanks for hosting me, Rachel. Really appreciate it. Please hold the applause. Just excited to be here and excited for the opportunity to interviewed here. What a podcast. I love it here. Love the podcast.
Super big fan. Do you have a favorite episode?
This one's about to be my favorite episode.
Oh, I like it. I thought you could have said one of them with John.
I could have, yeah.
Won a few brownie points.
I don't like to lie, so
oh,
it's...
Hopefully John's not reading this. Or listening to this. So to start off, I would love to get a brief intro about you and how you found Dynamo.
Yeah, it's a great question. So I joined the Dynamo team back in July of last year. Ended up joining through our venture fellowship. I worked at Freightwaves prior to Dynamo, which, I was a supply chain analyst there, kind of gained my foundation of supply chain, if you will, at Freightwaves. I transitioned to Dynamo because I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I ended up connecting through a mutual connection of ours. And he kind of explained more about what Dynamo does and the opportunity that it presents. And I was excited to hop on board. To be quite frank, I didn't know much about venture capital, but I knew about supply chain. I knew that there was a lot of exciting stuff happening in the space. And I was really excited to just be a part of a team that wanted to invest in me just as much as I wanted to invest in myself. So yeah, I joined back in July and I haven't looked back since.
That's incredible. So I guess I should have said this in the intro, but Clay and I know each other because I am also a previous venture fellow at Dynamo, completely on the other spectrum of him, where I understood a little bit what was going on in the venture capital space and had no idea what was happening in the world of supply chain. So it's really cool. Clay came, I think, directly after me, the cohort directly after me. Yep. And he's just absolutely killed it since. A lot better at writing that newsletter, as I always tell people. Can you talk a little bit about the fellowship? Because I feel like that's why we're here talking today. The fellowship deadline is coming up. What's this opportunity all about?
Yeah, so I think fellowship and internship doesn't do this opportunity a lot of justice. I like to really call it a mentorship, if that. And what I mean by that is that it's an opportunity for, soon-to-be college graduates or recent college graduates to kind of get their feet wet in the business ecosystem before actually diving into a career. It kind of gives them the chance to figure out what they want to do. When I joined Dynamo, I didn't have a lick of like my passions or my strengths. I didn't want to just dive into a new career because I didn't want to like hate it, right? Mm-hmm. So this fellowship is a great opportunity for, folks to really hone in on their skills and figure out, okay, what do I want to do with my career? And what does that trajectory look like moving forward? You spend time here for 6 months. And then after that, at the end of the day, we want to help you get plugged into an organization that's going to align with those strengths, with those passions of yours that kind of align with your career. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. I mean, there's a lot more to it and I can dive in detail a little bit more later on as we speak. But yeah, like I said, it's really just intended for, soon to be or recent college graduates. And that's kind of where it goes.
So. What do you think is that one skill, or do you have one key takeaway, at least from the fellowship, that has helped carry on your career as an associate?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it would come back to taking a dive and not being scared to fail. And it sounds super cliche and almost cheesy to some degree, but the reality is, it's like a good investor is someone who's often wrong, mm-hmm. but someone who's often wrong and actually who learns from their failures or learns from their incorrect opinions. And at first, before the fellowship, I would often take dives, but I'd be kind of hesitant or scared to. But, the more I'm at Dynamo and the more I realize like what it actually means to be an investor is to take a leap of faith a lot of times. And if that means that you could be wrong and have a really crucial thing that any venture capitalist should really, agree with. And to that extent as well. I mean, also like, as far as like fitting with Dynamo, I think being a good team player is huge as well. You know, being humble, low ego, someone who really wants to work hard and help others. That's kind of what we look for as well. So
I would echo that, definitely what the team is all about. I'm, again, complete opposite spectrum. You have continued on and done the investing space. I've now ventured kind of towards the media space on the brink of venture capital and startups, which is nice because I still get to report on the community that I love, but definitely haven't continued on. So it's definitely been helpful for me as well. I think the biggest takeaways that I can do now were all taught during that writing culture that I don't even know that Santosh or John realized that they totally instilled at Dynamo, where everything has a system and everything has a structure. So I feel like I operate now at just a way more organized and quicker pace than a lot of my other peers, because they were so freaking hard on me, it felt like, during the fellowship. But it's almost like a 6-month boot camp where, you know, if you can learn as much as you possibly can in this like 6-month sprint, like coming out of it, you'll be just so much more equipped no matter what career you end up doing. And it's also obviously incredibly important. The biggest takeaway from the VC side is I feel like I really understood the foundations of what makes a good startup. Maybe I didn't have as much experience, you know, going into it as you do startups every single day in the supply chain spectrum. I definitely don't consider myself to be somebody that can still tell like what a good startup is, but I feel like they teach you how to have a basic BS radar that is really difficult to get if you're not talking to startups every single day. And because they have a lot of faith in the people that they choose in the fellowship, one big awesome aspect of it is getting to talk to a ton of startups. I believe I tried to talk to like 25 startups. I would outbound into a week and then end up having like 5 phone calls a week of startups. So one startup every single day for 6 months, like that really adds up. And just being able to learn from their mistakes has now, I think, helped me really understand the lay of the land a little bit better.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that, you know, imagery of boot camp is kind of rings true. Like maybe not like the physical toll, like pushups and all that stuff, but like just like regimented and kind of really honing you in on what is it like after school, after college, to really dive into a career and be disciplined and make a true impact at the organization you're at. I mean, yeah, to further that, I mean, you are talking to startups each and every day. And to be honest with you, I remember the first call I was on with Santosh. We were talking to this one founder and I didn't know what was really going on. I was trying to pay attention. I was trying to like, you know, take notes, things like that. But I remember hopping off the call and being like, holy cow, what did I just get into? Like, I just listened to Santosh poke holes into this person's business for 30 minutes and I did not like follow whatsoever. And then looking back now over the past 6 months, and now I guess this past 4 or 5 months now in 2022, like I'm seeing how much I've grown just from being in those positions over and over day and day, asking better questions, figuring out, okay, what is wrong with this? What's the flaw with this business model? Or like, what's wrong with this founder? What sets him apart from other people? Like things like that. So that's the other thing I love, is like from day one to maybe the last day you're at Dynamo, you've learned so much and way more than you actually can imagine, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah. It's funny because like in the beginning of the fellowship, you're kind of given like a list of questions almost that like you're supposed to ask founders.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, you kind of understand a little bit how to think more critically. And I think that's the even better part about it. Because it's not like Santosh and John or Ted and Barry or you are necessarily going through this like list with every single founder trying to create like this master grid. Because each founder, I think like, you have to ask different questions and maybe you have to dive deeper in a little bit into some other aspects. But the thinking critically about what makes a team a really good team, I feel like lays, especially in pre-seed and seed investing, a lot of times you're taking just as much of a bet on the founders as you are taking a bet on the startup. And they're phenomenal at that. But I absolutely remember my first call that I did where I led the call with the founder, right? Oh, and I think John was on it with me, and like, bless him, because it was so bad. It was so freaking bad. I cut off the person all of the time. I was like rifling through questions that I just heard John and Santosh ask. And at the end of it, John was like, okay, what do you have? What can you take away from that call? And I was like, absolutely nothing. Like I literally, like learning how to ask those questions while also like processing all the information while they answer it is horrendous. It's like thinking of the next step in chess while the game's still playing. But again, that is a skill that I think I improved upon a lot when I was at the fellowship.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think you nailed it there. Asking questions, even if you're afraid of coming across as naive or you know, uninformed, but also like finding your style. Like everyone's different. Everyone is take these calls differently. And at first I would try and make a style similar to Santosh. And I realized this guy's way smarter than I am. So why am I trying to do that? Let's stick to the fundamentals. Let's have a simple conversation, get to know the person and stop putting so much pressure on myself. And that's kind of, I took it from there and, you know, that kind of helped.
And even like asking questions goes apart from just asking founders questions. I think Dynamo is also a very open communication team because the team is so lean. And even now, after I'm probably a year out of the fellowship at this point, I still message John and Santosh quite frequently. I've met you in person, which is more than I can say even about some people on my current jobs team. Like I feel like once you spend 6 months with these people and you realize how willing they are to have open conversations, even not even about the fellowship, talking about things like post-grad, what you want to do. If you don't want to stay in VC, everyone's totally okay with that. They were totally okay with that with me. I feel like that is such a good place to be. And that's not an experience that you get at every other fellowship or at every other job, is that kind of mentorship. I think you said this in the beginning, how even more than an internship and a fellowship, this is a mentorship. For me, it was that tenfold.
Yeah. It really is. And I never I wanted to be a product manager. I was convinced I was going to go into product management. I don't have a lick of technical experience, but I was like, this is the job for me. Like I'm all in. Yep. And then, you know, looking back, it still would have been fun, but it just wasn't the right career path for me. And yeah, I think just to kind of hone in on that, like it really is a cool opportunity to kind of figure out what do you actually want to do? Like it's cool if you don't have to go into supply chain. You don't have to go into venture capital. Like you can go wherever you want to go in. We're just going to help you get there. That's the end of the day.
And it's crazy because if you think about it, people go to grad school for this to figure out what they want to do. And here's a paid opportunity where that kind of gives you that same opportunity where you're learning things at such a high pace with so many smart, successful people.
Yeah.
And you're still giving the space to, you know, figure out what the next step's going to be. When I first started off, I'm pretty sure when I started at Dynamo, I wanted to be a privacy engineer at Google. Like that's where my interview process was going. And it came to the point where at the end of the fellowship, I got an offer, not for the privacy engineering team, but for a different role at Google. And I denied it because during that entire process, I was like, wait a minute, I would do, like Santosh in particular really showed me that I would do horrendous at a larger company that had a bunch of really meticulous structure that was the same every day. I feel like when I have that kind of structure in my life, those are where like silly mistakes occur for me the most. So I would not be very good at a company where like that kind of routine is praised and definitely needed. I need to be a part of a smaller team where like we're constantly iterating on our process, because if I'm not constantly iterating, I definitely slip up. So very happy that the fellowship deterred me away from whatever I thought would corporate America would give me, because I could not be happier working again. I still work for a really small team and I will probably continue to be doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think just listening, and this is going to sound kind of weird, but like this, listen to the conversation that you're saying and things that I'm saying, like just makes me reflect more and more on how cool it actually is to work at Dynamo and the opportunity at hand. And I don't even think Santosh and John realize how much of an impact they actually have on people who come through the program. And I think if they ask anybody who came through, whether it's people before us or people after us, like they all kind of resonate the same thing. So
it's because you don't get support, I think, in other roles. Like there's a difference between having a boss and having a mentor. So I guess this is a good question that I could ask you right now. With the future incoming fellows, I've noticed that with this last cohort, you were really hands-on. Are you going to be taking up like a bigger mentorship role?
I don't know if they want that, honestly. No, I can see myself doing it, definitely. I still think there's a lot for me to learn, but there's a lot I can add, a lot of value in terms of like helping a venture fellow kind of understand their role and answer any questions. Because I was a venture fellow, you know, 6 months ago, right? So maybe like there's still a lot for me to learn in terms of like career guidance, because the reality is I'm 24 and like I'm not going to be able to tell someone, hey, you'll be great at this role, because there's still a lot I need to learn. But there are certain aspects that I could definitely add value to in terms of mentorship in regards to, you know, in between school and career, or like that transition, that weird period of trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
Even like early, like learning lessons that I encountered early on, either at FreightWaves or when I was a fellow, like things like that. So definitely add value. And I see myself, you know, stepping up to the plate a little bit more and being able to, I don't know. That's actually personally, like that's one of my favorite things about the job in particular, is like being able to, you know, help people out and offer advice and be there for somebody outside of work. Like just like to be there with someone, like, you know, listen to what's going on in life, things like that. That's what I personally enjoy doing. And so yeah, I definitely see myself stepping in a little bit more. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if anybody wants to actually like listen to me be a mentor right now, because I'm just kind of a goofball. But like, I don't know. There's some value I could add.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I feel like I always have more to learn, especially like after the 6 months of the fellowship. It was almost like, oh my gosh, am I like ready to jump ship yet? Or is this something that like there's still more to learn in the space? And I feel like it's really, really difficult. I think during the middle, though, of the fellowship, I got really I love this analogy of there's this really good Twitter account, right? I believe it's called Visualize Value. And it's of like kind of like a J curve going up. And you see it's like pretty, pretty shallow in the beginning. And near the end, you see it skyrockets. And I really think the fellowship is like that. Like near around my three-month mark where my skills were, it didn't feel like they were compounding yet. I got really frustrated. And I think the last 3 months, I was able to really flourish because once those skills start like metastasizing and you really understand what you can do with them, not only in the VC space, but like towards other roles and even other passion projects. And with Dynamo's like awesome work-life culture, everybody, the partners have children. So that was really nice. I was able to have a passion project, being able to work for a fund too that was based in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Although I was remote at the time, provided me to have a lot more free time than if I worked for a fund, maybe that was a little bit more interested in not giving the people at the bottom of the barrel that work-life balance that I think a lot of finance roles are like typically known for. What can you say about working at Dynamo that makes it different than other funds?
It's a great question. I'd say the exposure and getting the exposure to different realms or aspect of running a VC fund. Like you don't get that at a lot of different places. And what I mean by that is from simple things like outbounding and sourcing to startups,
totally,
to, you know, post-investment support, to even sometimes with investor relations, maybe not like, you know, one-on-one, but like projects like, hey, help us with this presentation, this PowerPoint, things like that, to even like, you know, internal teamwork, things like that. So getting that exposure to a lot of different realms or aspects of the fund is really cool. But on top of that, I also think that the job you're doing is extremely important. Santosh likes to say that like sourcing is the lifeblood of venture capital. And he's so true. Certainly. He says that. And like, that's, I'd probably say one of the primary things a venture fellow does.
Yeah.
And at times it can be grueling. At times it can be frustrating when you're not hitting your numbers for the week, whatever it is. Not like you have to hit them 100%.
Yeah. But it's like, nice.
Yeah. You shoot for them. Definitely. Yeah. That's what we want you to do. We want you to hit those goals. But what you're doing is important. And I feel like a lot of, even just outside venture capital, a lot of internships or opportunities like this, like you might not be doing as important work. And I'm not saying that you might just be running coffee, because that's not the case. But like, this is what you're doing is extremely important. Like you're a valuable member of the team. And for like, one of the, I'll call it bottom of the totem pole. You're not the bottom of the totem pole, but like in theory you kind of are, but like,
yeah,
you're
at bottom though of a very short totem pole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
There's no separation between you and the top. So yeah. I don't know if you can even count that as a totem pole, more like a two tier cake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. The bottom like of the cake.
There's not much wiggle room. And I'm definitely the first person to say, so I am very transparent with every single person on the face of the planet that I did an internship at an investment bank. I believe actually this is a huge reason why I took the fellowship. I think I talked to Santosh about this. I did an investment. I worked at an investment bank for a summer as an intern and I hated it. Like with every fiber of my being, The bank actually was wonderful. It was really amazing. The building was really nice. It was in New York, the city I live now. I wanted to move here forever. Super fancy. Pay was awesome. And it was just miserable. And I think it's because I wasn't given that much responsibility. And because of that, I didn't feel like I could be accountable for a lot. And there's something super awesome about being given such a big role at a company, even when you're a new person, that has just made venture capital in general like such a cooler industry for me than maybe bigger banking. Alternative investing, I feel like a lot of the funds tend to be pretty small, and being able to work with a small team, you have a lot more that you're able to do and a lot more on your plate, which means a lot of times like you're learning a way bigger like breadths of skill more than honing in on just doing something like building financial models. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the skills that I learned at Dynamo, it was almost like I was an inch deep and a mile wide in a lot of things because I was only there 6 months. But honestly, with a 6 month fellowship, that's really what I needed.
Yeah, no, yeah, it really is. So I guess like the fellowship in your terms, like,
okay,
what's the, If you had to like sum it up in five sentences, how would you sum it up to people who are interested in
the world? Oh man, that is a good question. Cause I think my fellowship experience was so different than your fellowship experience. So obviously it is a 6-month fellowship for those interested in getting their foot in the door of venture capital for, was it recent post-grad students up to 1 year out of college, right? Six months to 1 year out of college, yeah, probably around then. I think I took 6 months off of college before doing the fellowship, which was really nice. But did you dive in straight after? Oh no, you were at FreightWaves, you said first.
Yeah.
So it's probably, although you totally could jump right in, but I think the technical part would be that part. The second thing I'd probably have to outline is like the responsibilities. Like you said, number one thing that you'll be learning is sourcing. And like the baseline of that is what makes a startup a good startup. Like you're constantly learning what that means. You're also learning VC fundamentals, which neither one of us come from a VC background. They are completely, Dynamo is one of the only funds that I've ever talked to that has taken people without a finance or finance background or somebody that wasn't a previous operator. Like I didn't found a company before coming. I wasn't a finance major. So that's something that, yeah, definitely important to know. So those are probably two of the sentences. First sentence would be, you know, fundamentals. Number two, responsibilities. And then number three, I think I would really, really hone in on the fact, again, about mentorship. I probably sound like a broken record, but I can't like begin to tell people enough where not only like, yes, this is an opportunity to get your foot in the door for venture capital, like find good dandy, whatever. There's a ton of fellowships out there, but this will actually tell you like and help you figure out what you want to do. And at the end of this fellowship, it might not be venture capital. And having a team that is like more than willing to help you find that journey, incredible. So I think those are three key points I would probably hone on, but I'm not really good at thinking on the spot.
Yeah. If you were a fellow when I was your boss, you'd probably say, you know, the opportunity to be under a really cool boss.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, cool. To work with Clay Katzman, it just blows my mind every single day. He's constantly thinking about the newest things in trucking.
Yeah.
Oh, insurance trucking. Is that what's your thing? My big thing when I was there was the dairy industry, which I now am actually still like really interested in, like ERP systems. If anybody's listening to this and making an ERP system for olive oil, I was really interested. Milk Movement is now one of Kat's, Clay Katzman's portfolio companies over at Dynamo. They're basically a dairy ERP system because it's very disgusting. We have no idea where our milk's coming from. I believe the founders were probably already on this podcast, but I've recently found out that we have no idea where our olive oil comes from either. And there's olive oil fraud. So if somebody's figuring out that problem, I'm still very passionate about it. Was there anything in Dynamo that you were like really during the fellowship in particular?
Yeah.
I looked at really like batteries, actually, like hydrogen patterns, which is hard to check, but.
Yeah. I think for me, it's a great question. I'm really interested in the construction and mining spaces.
Oh, totally.
And like with that, you know, you got lithium, different minerals and stuff for battery supply chain thing. Because like I had that automotive supply chain background specifically.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa was a geologist. So like I have some.
Oh, that's awesome.
The mining space because of that.
Totally.
I used to have a rock collection growing up. I kid you not, like a bunch of different rocks. And so it's funny because like stuff like that, I think about, I'm like, wow, that's actually really interesting. And I can actually apply that then. So back in the fellowship, it was on like, that was an interest. I didn't find any companies that are in that space just because like, yeah, it's hard. But I definitely think that's still kind of with me today. But yeah, that's kind of, that was my, I wish it was Milk. I wish I would have found Milk Movement. They're a cool team. Cool work.
They are stellar. I am a huge fan of them. They're based in Canada too. And I've noticed that I really like Canadian founders. I don't know what's about them, but I don't know what they're doing, especially over at the University of Waterloo. Whatever you guys are drinking, pass it over to our way. Maybe it's the milk, honestly.
Might be. Or the maple syrup.
Maybe it's over there. But no, they're freaking killing it. If you could do one thing, though, better during the fellowship, what would you have done?
Gosh, putting me on the spot. I think I would have probably, golly, there's so many things I would have done differently, I guess. I think I'll say this. One thing that I'm happy I did. How about this?
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah. I'm really happy I took the time to invest in my personal relationships with each one of the team members.
Okay.
Because it made work more enjoyable.
Yep.
Despite when sometimes I had to do tasks I didn't enjoy, it made like you're going to the office, knowing the people you know, like really well, like just makes it way better.
Totally. That's great advice though for everybody, especially with the work from home uprise.
It's really hard because like when you're through a screen, it's hard to develop that relationship with somebody.
Oh, totally.
But being intentional, being vulnerable, and like actually like talking about life and things, like that's really huge and helping get to know, you know, your peer, your colleague. Like I have a really good relationship with, you know, past venture fellow. If he's listening to this podcast, what's popping, bro? No, but it's great because like we come from two different backgrounds, but like coming together, working on this, we got to talk trash about Santosh together. Just kidding, Santosh, it's not true. But like we got to like, you know, do life together for 6 months, and it was really cool because he had never been to Chattanooga before, and I got to kind of show him around. And while he might,
I would love that.
Yeah, you might think Oregon's cool to Chattanooga, you still have a chance to come. And like, it's things like that. Like, that's probably the best thing about it is the fellowship is the opportunity to kind of form, like, again, it might sound cheesy, but like lifelong friends. Like, you're part of the Dynamo family after you graduate, if you will, the fellowship. So that's probably
It's so true. And the people that you meet even through that aren't even a part of the Dynamo team are stellar. What I did when I was there is I actually had like a little, my own personal Notion CRM. So I had like, if I really liked one big part of the venture fellowship is, at least when I was there, was outbounding and reaching out to other VCs. And they would normally send whoever was my age at the company, whether that be like their intern, their fellow, their analyst, their associate. Sometimes it was their ops person. And I would keep like a little CRM of everybody. So when I left Dynamo, I could like, keep up in contact with them. And being able to have that was so cool. But I didn't get that experience that you had of working in office. Like I said, I graduated 2020 during the pandemic. So I was remote along with the other fellow, Emily, at the time, which was a lot different. And what I would have to do is John would sign on to our stand-up and I would like grill him about his personal life. Like I absolutely just grill him and ask him, I would ask him like the dumbest questions because I was like, yeah, we're remote. I got to get to know these people somehow. And I already kind of knew Santosh, but I didn't know John. And I'm sure, positive he thought, or still thinks, I don't know, John can tell me that I was super annoying because I was like, how am I supposed to create like a genuine relationship with these people? You know, if you're not seeing them every single day. So will the future fellows be moving to Chattanooga, Tennessee for the 6 months?
That's the hope. Like we're flexible. Like if we're, you know, bringing somebody on who's still in school and they got to work at school, that's cool. Yeah. I definitely would encourage somebody who has the flexibility to move to chat to do it. Like it's might be scary coming to a city you've never been to before. And to be honest with you, most people don't know about Chattanooga or like much about it. And the fact that it's in Tennessee, there's so much the city has to offer as far as like activities outside of work and just the industry itself. Like it's super rich. And if you like drinking beer, they have great breweries, side note. But yeah, I mean, like it's not expected, but we encourage it, I guess is the right way to summarize it.
I very much wish that I went to Chattanooga, honestly, during the fellowship, because the first place that I lived after my parents' house, I did a short stint of like Airbnbs when things started lightening up after COVID. But basically, the first place I lived long-term signed a lease was New York City. And I didn't get that like break between college and like the city that I wanted to live in. And there's only like so many parts of your life that you have where you can really go and move somewhere again for a short period of time. And it doesn't feel like uplifting your life. When you graduated college, like, and you have to leave, like you're not, the chances of, at least for me, I wasn't going to stay. I went to Penn State. I'm not staying in State College, Pennsylvania. There's not much around there. It's absolutely stunning, but that is not somewhere that I would consider to be like my forever home. And I feel like if I moved directly after college to a new city for a short stint, like that would be totally palatable. Whereas like now that I've lived in the city for a little bit, I've started making friends, I've gotten in my groove. It's harder for me to realize like, oh man, like if I, even some of my friends, for example, are leaving for the summer just to do, again, like a short-term Airbnb somewhere for 3 months. But I'm like, I don't want to uplift my life right now. So I wish I did it before I made the big jump into a career, because not only is Chattanooga like way more affordable than New York City, but it's also completely different than any other city in the States. Santosh is probably like the biggest Chattanooga fan I've ever seen in my entire life. He is tweeting about it all day, every day.
Oh yeah.
Chattanooga seems phenomenal. I know you guys have a pretty big train culture too, which I love.
Chattanooga choo choo. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did hear about that. Here, that's wonderful. I don't think I have very much else to say about the fellowship because you, like I said, are the full-time associate, or are you analyst? What are they calling you?
Associate, you know, managing director, boss man, whatever you want to call me. I don't really care.
I like it. And my last question for you for this is I have two questions. My final question is going to be, what is the deadline? When can people apply, and like where and how can they ask questions and things like that? Like all that fun jazz. But why should people do this fellowship?
I'm trying to think like a one sentence thing. Why should they do it? Because it's an opportunity to explore your explore your passions without the pressure of having to find a job right away. I think that that kind of sums it up in a nutshell. Like I said, whether it's VC or supply chain or something outside of that, you have the space to think about it for 6 months to learn, to grow, and it's no pressure. It's like, all right, I mean, obviously pressure will start mounting up at the end, but like, you know, you have that time to think without having to like really stress about anything. I think that's why you should do it. Sorry, go ahead. What's up?
No, I said, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that's a great answer.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So as far as like what next steps and stuff, the deadline, I think is like May 25th. I want to say that's what the application closes. But we're kind of flexible with that. I think if the right candidate comes up, but what you can do is if you're interested, go to Google Chrome, go to Safari, whatever web browser you use, type in Dynamo.
DuckDuckGo. I'm going to plug DuckDuckGo. Use DuckDuckGo.
Exactly. Yes. Dynamo.bc/blog. You'll scroll down to the news and you'll see a blog post that's titled Join Dynamo Ventures Fellowship Program. Click on that and it'll kind of give you instructions. In short, you'll just send me an email with four little paragraphs answering some questions that I asked, as well as your LinkedIn profile. And then I'll kind of take it from there. So it's pretty informal, but I see every single application that comes through. I try to respond as quickly as I can. So yeah, it's pretty simple, not too difficult. If you have any questions about the fellowship, you can email me at clay@dynamo.vc. Really simple email, hard to forget. Again, that's clay@dynamo.vc.
Well, and if you want to reach out to me, I think my Dynamo email still works. So I am rbraun, R for Rachel, Braun, Braun, @dynamo.vc as well. And I think you should do the fellowship if you're interested in startups or venture capital. That's the biggest takeaway. I think at its bare bones, if you're interested in either of those two things, you will do stellar.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, hey, Rachel, I appreciate you getting me on the podcast. You know, I'm a big fan, really, really just super excited about a chance to just,
you know. Can't wait to meet you in real life the second time. I'm going to have you sign a t-shirt or something.
New York, June 10th, I think.
Freaking out. I cannot wait to see how tall John is. I've never met him in real life.
He's short. I mean, he's not short. I'm kidding. He's not short. He's great.
That means he definitely is short. I'm short too, though. So it's okay. Everybody's tall to me.
No, he's going to get mad at me if he hears me say that. He's not short. He's average size. He's what you'd expect.
He's settling back now. All right. Thank you so much for coming on, Kat.
Yeah, no worries. We'll talk later. Adios.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a 5-star review and tell us what you liked. And be sure to head over to podcast.dynamo.vc to keep up to date with our latest content or subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. Until next time.